This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. I am excited to have you back on, as I'm excited to share this topic that's been coming up quite a bit, not only professionally for my clients, but even personally for me, professionally in many different levels too. 2023 has been a very character-building year for me. I've had a lot of challenges. I've had many roadblocks. And it's been some of them, I'm just like, I can't believe it even happened. Deals that were pretty much set and done, last minute break, fall through. And I know in life, I know that just means it wasn't meant to be, and there's something better. I've learned that through experience. We're going to talk about that today. But it's just like the shirt says, right? Let it be. Learn from the Beatles. That's where we're going to dive into a little bit when it comes to this, because a lot of things we face in life come through this. And before we get into today's topic, I want to take a quick moment. I don't know if you know, but we have a free Facebook group. I know people have a ton of Facebook groups out there. This is just a way for me to centralize my information into one area, this group specifically, when it comes to mindset, subconscious mind, different stuff that's happening, programs, what we're up to, and so much more. It makes it a lot easier and it makes it searchable. So you can just go and search a topic that you're interested in. Boom, here comes all the posts that are similar to that. So this is why we have it. Join it. It's in the show notes for you to check out. I have an awesome, huge discount for the Mindful Experiment for individuals who want to break out of the matrix. Really start to awaken in your life to your inner truth, your greatness that exists within you. Rediscover it. I have a course called Decode Your Matrix. It's a 6-week course. Right now, I'm offering a massive discount on it for the Mindful Experiment community. And so this is not going to be anywhere else. So this is a way to take advantage of it. Check it out in the show notes. Learn a little bit more about it. If it sounds like this resonates with you, take advantage of this. This is not going to last often. I think we're going to only have this up for a few more weeks. So take advantage of this. It's 6 weeks. You take it as you like, the pace you want to take it on, as you want to take it at. And it's really the feedback that I've gotten from it has been absolutely amazing. The awakening process that people have gone through. And I know that you will find that just as much and so much more. And it relates to a lot of the content that I shared in my book, Decode Your Matrix, Decoding the Matrix. So take a look at that, check that out, and so much more. And let's get into this. This is a topic, like I said, I just feel like this has been coming up in so many conversations, and I feel that this is something critical, because if you go on Facebook, you're not going to see this. Let's be honest. You're not going to. People want to talk more about their successes and how amazing they are. And I'm not saying that people aren't amazing. Everybody's amazing. Let me just clarify that. Everybody is amazing. And I can back it up with science and so much more if I have to get to that point. But we all face challenges. We're all going to face struggles in some way, shape, or form. I don't even like using the word struggle. I like the word challenge. We're going to have challenges. Challenges strengthen us. And I want to talk about this thing with failure and what is it really like, looking at in your life what failure really means. I really believe when we look at the term failure, you have to define what that means to you. In one of my first books, Rediscover Your Greatness, I talk a lot about the rules and laws of this thing called life. And one of the things is the words. It's a chapter, I think it's chapter 3. Yeah, words are the fabric to your reality. And how we define any word, it doesn't matter what society or the matrix says the word means. It's how you define it, and what matters to you will play that a role in your life. Okay, quantum physics has proven all these things of how things work. And so when we think about it, because if you think about the word itself, it's a spell, right? We spell letters together, put letters together, and we spell a word. It's a spelling. It's casting something. Right? It's pretty cool. Not a lot of people talk about this stuff. But when we look at the elements of how we define failure, we want to get crystal clear with that. To me, failure is quitting. That's it. I stopped doing what I love, or I stopped pursuing going forward. I didn't see it all the way to the end. That's failure. I don't care what shows up in the meantime. I don't care how negative something may be. That's not failure at all. I don't care how many times I get knocked down. I don't care how many battles I lose in the war. That's not failure. Failure is me not getting back up. Failure to me is not keeping forward and focusing on winning the war. We all have something we face in our lives, especially professionally, right? In business, we have these constructs that if my business doesn't grow to a certain level, if I don't 10X in the first next 2 years, then I am failing. If I don't do XYZ, I was just reading a report that came out, and it was about podcasting. And it was so interesting because I was looking at what it takes to be a one percenter, how many downloads you have to get at least per episode in the first week. Then I was reading about looking at how much chances you have to succeed in podcasting. And it's just crazy. The numbers are so small, right? But when I talk to people, our podcast, I want to thank you because of you and other people who listen to this podcast and subscribe and continue to listen to it. We're in the top 1% globally. That's over 3.1 million podcasts. We continue to stay in that rank. I had no idea this happened. I shared this before. A year and a half ago, I found out that someone had told me what her rank was. And I was like, how do you know what your rank is? And then she told me, and I was like, oh, let me go look. And I'm like, oh my goodness, we're in the top one. This is so cool. So I didn't even know. It wasn't even like it was trying. So let's call it luck. But even in business, right? Or if we're thriving, whether it may be a podcast and business or whatever that's showing up in our lives, how do we define that word failure? Even if we're struggling, if we're not making the finances the way we want, not making ends meet the way we want, we think it should be in a certain time frame, right? Because we define success to be in a specific time frame too. See how we define everything? So it's, we define what failure is, right? And I told you mine is just giving up. Mine is getting knocked down and deciding not to get back up. As long as I keep getting back up, then I won't fail ever. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what happens. I won't fail. I'll keep moving forward. I'll change. I'll move. I'll adapt. I'll do what I have to do to continue to go to where I want to get to. I wasn't taught this. I had to learn this. When it comes to you, you know, you can look at this in relationships. You can look at this with your health, right? You fail in health when you stop, when you give up. You fail in a relationship when you stop. You fail on the quality of a relationship and the success of a relationship when you don't give in to energy to that anymore, right? Oh, it's so much easier to blame your partner, isn't it? It's so much easier to blame your partner on something, right? But when we can take full responsibility to things of our part, and we can be very consistent in saying, this is where I want that relationship to go, and I'm going to put all my energy and do everything I can and I could control and my power, which is just me, right? Just the individual to get there. And you keep focusing on it. You never give in. You'll get there. Doesn't matter how many hurdles and obstacles you have to face in that relationship. It will happen because you're determined, just like in business. In the coaching that I've been doing for clients in the last 5 years, specifically last year and a half, a lot of times I teach mindset and I teach vibe, get your center right, get everything right from that level, mind and vibe. When we get our consciousness level to be where we want it to, that feelings or where we want to get it to, and we get the mind where it needs to be, then all of a sudden the doing becomes so much easier, becomes more enjoyable. You find more fulfillment. But you still have to show up and do the work. You can't just sit on a couch and do these things. You have to show up and do the work. You're going to have to perform. You're going to have to do these things. And so when we define failure, okay, failure, again, is giving up. Failure, in my opinion, is quitting. It's saying quitting on yourself. I want you to understand that. Quitting on yourself. To me, that's failure. Right? And I've been there before. I've shared this before on the podcast. There was a point in my career when I came out of chiropractic school. I was very ambitious, very wanting to blow up and explode and help people, and had this mission and vision to do so much, not just for my community, but also for the chiropractic profession and all this stuff. And finances just weren't coming through. And I was so worried about finances. My mind was so focused on the finances. I couldn't see past it, because what happened was there was an opportunity there. I was just talking about this with my wife a couple days ago. And I told her, and I was like, you know, when I went bankrupt, because I met her, well, we started dating, I should say. I knew her for 3 years beforehand, but we started dating a little over a year after, almost a year after I went bankrupt. And I was talking to her about this, and I said, you know, I really believe, now that I look back at this again, and I was just reflecting on my life, and I look back and I go, I bet you any money, if I just kept pursuing through, I wouldn't even have to go bankrupt. Like the money, the business turned around and things flourished and I never looked back. But in that moment, I felt like I failed myself as a business owner. I thought I failed myself as a chiropractor. I thought I did. I went through that process. It was so disheartening. And the more thing was emotionally, because I had such a high regard for myself. And I'm willing to challenge myself. I have no problem challenging myself, even if it sounds crazy and outrageous. I will challenge myself and put myself at a high standard. My wife looks at me a lot. She goes, I don't know why you do that to yourself. You'll never be happy, because you always are. You have such a high bar to yourself that you won't accept anything less. You won't lower that bar. And I say, you know what? That may make me miserable at times. You know, I just maybe feel like I'm always having to strive. But I go, it's something that's always going to keep me growing. And so there's always a positive, negative. And I'm finding, as I get older, I'm finding more and more balance with that. But I thought I failed. And I thought I cheated the system. I had all these negative thoughts in my head. Because at the moment, I had to either give up my business and go work for somebody, which I knew that would probably never have me get back into running my own business. Or I let myself go personally and destroy my personal credit and all that stuff, which is going to make my life a lot more harder when it comes to wanting to buy a house in a couple of years from then. And I knew that. But I was betting on me. That was it. I was betting on me that I could turn this around. It gave me the breathing room I needed. And it did. I quantum leaped my business from that moment on. I'll never look back. I always said it's a launching pad. And I'm not saying to go bankrupt. That's not the advice I'm trying to share here. I don't recommend that at all. I look back at it now and I would have did things a little differently, but at the same token, it was what I had to go through and what I had to learn and what I had to become aware of, because there were so many beautiful lessons in that. So many. And that's where I really learned the power of focus, because I realized that when I got bankrupt, all of a sudden I didn't have to stress about this bill and this plus this trying to make it this meet and this meet and this, and then just things weren't adding up. All of a sudden it was just, I just have to focus here. And it made my life a little more simple. And then all of a sudden, because of that, I started to see how I can grow it. There was hope. I can make ends meet. And from that, I had hope and my creativity started to come in. And you can see from that moment on, I was able to do that. Now, I could have did that without that though, but it's because I chose, right? I allowed myself to go get to that point and stop trying to get out, dig myself out of the hole. That was one of the big things when it came to that. And that was one of my big failures in that. But I never stopped giving up on me though. So again, back to my definition, right? It's giving up, it's quitting on yourself and never moving forward. Instead, I went all in on myself. And I knew that, and let me tell you, that bankruptcy did come and affect me when it came to buying a house, when I wanted to get a loan, I needed to get this. Man, every time getting a car, I had to pay more. I had more interest to pay. I had to pay for that. But it's off my record now. And now my borrowing power is a lot stronger. And I've gone through that. And I look back and I'm like, hey, I had to do what I had to do, right? But what is one of the things out of that story I want to share with you is resiliency. I never gave up on me. I got resilient to figure out what I needed to do to get that point. At that time, right? I'm telling you now, 12 years later, that I didn't need to do that. I could have figured other things out. I just got stressed thinking it was always going to be that way and not realizing that it would change. So let's get into then, you know, you're looking at your life. Let's think about this right now, right? If you're in business or, you know, some relationships or your health or some sort of challenge that you're facing, something you constantly see a struggle with. Well, how do we get resilient? Right? Everyone's talking about resiliency, mental toughness, all this stuff. Well, resiliency is a form that in my world and what I teach is just shifting perspective. You don't have to create this mental toughness and this whole thing behind it. You don't have to create that. I'm telling you right now, you do not have to do that. Mental toughness creates resistance, which doesn't lead to resiliency. You're just going to create creating more issues to think you have to break through it. It's just feeding your ego. It's not really getting to that point of really creating resiliency. Resiliency happens when we have 100% faith in oneself. Okay. It's not seeing, right? Here's a perspective thing, right? It's not just faith, but it's also seeing that wherever you're going through is short term. This is not permanent. I've been in those dark moments multiple times. It's not just that one moment I just shared with you guys. And the key thing about that is a lot of times the mind likes to play games with you in thinking that it's going to be there all the time. This is what it's going to be. It gets so fixated on the short term, especially if you have a limiting belief and especially you have a subconscious program, maybe programmed by the matrix, upbringings, whatever that may be, that's there. Oh, it's going to play even more games with you. And it's going to fire up all these emotional responses to get you into a low vibe state so easily and make you think this is how it is. And you're going to want that quick fix because we're going into a reptilian part of our brain. And so we think that because of that part of our brain, which is survival, we're looking for the fastest solution, which is only going to put you deeper in a hole. And so the key concept through this is then how do we take a step back, right? And the first thing, I'm going to give you some strategies right here, some blend.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Getting a little bit of resiliency, and I'm what that is, and I'm going to put in a little bit of some strategies here. So the first thing you have to do is reset your mind, your vibe, okay? Because when we get into this mode of chatter and revving and this and that, there's no room for resiliency. Yeah, you can go listen to some motivational videos and all this stuff, and you'll feel motivated, but it's not going to give you long-term success. Motivation is great in the short term. It's never good in the long term. And so you're going to need to find inspiration. You're going to need to tap into those deeper elements. And so when we look at your life overall, we need to really look and take a moment and say, okay, now, how the hell do I reset my vibe, right? Because we need to reset the energy and we got to shut off that freaking brain. We can't let you lead with the mind. You letting the mind lead you is what got you in the hole of where you are. We need to reset everything. So go to nature, breath work, do some sort of rapid breathing. Maybe Wim Hof, holotropic. Maybe it's rise breathing. Maybe it's some pranayamas and yoga. Maybe it's Selma breath. Maybe it's, you know, Raja meditation. There's so many things you can do for breath work. There's so many of them. Square breathing, right? There's the 4-7-8 breathing. There is the, there's so many different techniques that are out there. Guess what? They all work. It's just which one works for you that you like. We need to reset your nervous system. We need to reset that first because it'll shut off the freaking brain. And then when we can do that, then all of a sudden we can go ahead now and reset and regroup. Remember, I said resiliency is all about your perspective of what you're paying attention to. When we see failure, when we see struggles, right? Struggles, remember I said I like the word challenge. When we see struggles, it's because we're seeing the struggle. That's all that is. We're not seeing anything else except that. We focused in. We zoomed in. Imagine looking at a picture, okay? Imagine you're looking at this beautiful, glorious universe in the background with the beautiful stars and a purple little hue and maybe a supernova in there. It's just beautiful, right? But there's this one speck that just doesn't look great, right? Maybe it's a mistake in the image of the artwork. Maybe it's a black hole and you don't like black holes, whatever that is. And all you're doing is you're zooming in there and you're missing out on everything else. Guess what? Everything else is also there too. All things exist at all times. Let me say that one more time. All things exist at all times. All infinite possibilities exist at all given moments. Always has, and it always will. Again, this is quantum physics coming out and proving this. This is not my theory or anything. So what the heck does that mean for your life? This is why vision is so important. This is why perspective is everything in life. Because if you can, when you do the breath work, what that allows you to do is stop paying attention to the black hole of the image. And instead, it allows you to pull back a little bit. And you can see a little bit more of the beauty. And you can pull back a little bit more. You can see how everything is orchestrated. And you can pull back to the fullest where you can see the whole picture. Now, unfortunately, I'm going to be real with you guys. We can't see the whole picture. Our minds are way too limited to do that. But we do have the power to tap into things, to feel things, and then choose what we want to create from that. We always have that power. We always have the power of choice every single time, no matter what, and everything, all choice and all emotions, all thoughts, all follow from perspective. It's the focus of where we go. Focus leads everything else. A lot of times we say our thoughts create our emotions. Our thought creates our reality. Yes, but it's how we see something is what creates the thoughts. If you see something negative, you're going to have negative thoughts about it. If you see something positive, you're going to have positive thoughts about it. So it's the focus of where we put our attention is what's going to matter. So if we can see, now here's a simple thing, right? And I'm going to get into this, I'll just share it now. The most simplest thing that you can do is shift your perspective, see something in a different way, believe it to be something different. Simple as that. Now you may look at me and go, no, that's too easy. That's too simple. Okay, that's fine. Don't believe me then. But how you see things is what it becomes. Even though your mind can't comprehend everything and can't get all the information, because it won't, it can't get it in the moment. That's how life is. Life has always been this way. You don't know in the moment of all the dots that you're going to connect that's going to lead to your life. The only way you can understand your life is by retrospectively looking back, reflecting on the dots of what you've already passed through, connecting them and going, holy crap, I see that now. I can't tell you how many times I've had what I would call a failure, a roadblock, whatever you want to call it, right? I call it more roadblocks or like it's a detour. Life's telling me a detour. I wanted to go here and I was very committed to this. And then life said, nope, you're going that way. And it's amazing how I've gotten older and learned that, you know, hey, it's just not meant to be. I told you I've learned this. And this happens in life. And the more I keep saying, hey, that's not meant for me, there's something better. Hey, when one door closes, a better one opens. I had this mentality. I started to see it early on in my business after I went through everything, because I hit roadblocks. There was partnerships I was hoping to happen that was going to take things to another level and they didn't work out. I started businesses I thought that were going to be great to do and I failed. I've lost thousands upon thousands of dollars with it. But at the end of the day, I knew there was something greater. And it was. Things turned out to be better. And so it's like, for an example, I remember when, you know, I can go on and on with examples, but the point I'm trying to make is how you see that. That's resiliency. So you have to, here's the statement you have to say, man, one door closed, man, another one's, a greater one's going to open. Man, this didn't work out. I was really hoping that that deal was going to work out, but I know I didn't get the job, or this partnership didn't work out, or man, I didn't hit this level, or something, X, Y, Z, whatever that is. I know, even though I don't understand at the moment, I know 100% everything I'm made of, that something greater is going to come. And it's going to be on my wildest dreams. That's a phrase that I've been saying for quite a time. Even when my mind wants to play games and believe it's not going to be true, I still believe that 100%. Even though I don't have the evidence in front of me right now to prove that, I still know it to be true. That's resiliency. That's faith within yourself. It's faith. Faith means inner knowing. Inner knowing knows that you know it's going to happen even though it's not showing up right now. Okay, all things are showing, all signs right now are showing that it's doomsday right here and now. But you, from inner faith, inner knowing, the faith that it is all going to be beyond your wildest dreams. And it's believing in that. This is not hocus pocus. This is not no feel good stuff. It's quantum physics, guys. I love bringing up quantum physics. There's no argument. You know, it's like physics, you know, Newtonian physics, okay? Newtonian physics back in 1770s, when he was sharing his stuff and coming out, planes today is based off Newtonian physics. Drag is all the reason why we can fly in the air now, okay? It's all based back in 1770s something. What am I trying to get at? It's science. And what I mean by that is, if you want to get, we want to go to the moon, we can specifically pick a point on the moon. This is how good the physics is. And we can pick it all at a certain time, a certain frame, a certain speed, a certain direction, a certain everything. And we can shoot a rocket up. And in the trajectory of where it's going to go, we can land precisely, maybe a couple inches, maybe a couple feet, heck, maybe a couple centimeters, maybe even millimeters to where we wanted to land. Precisely. You know how many things are moving in relation to all that? But physics has shown that. So when I say quantum physics, it's understanding the same world from the quantum level, the energetic level. And so we understand the X factor a little bit more, how it influences, what plays a role in. And so we look at how you, the individual, plays a role in all those things. How you see things is what it becomes. That is the simplest way I can explain quantum physics to you. How whatever your projection is, whatever it is that you see things being, is what it will be. That's the end of it. That is the inner God within you. That is the creator within you. You choose. You choose what you see and how you want to see it, and it will be that. It's as simple as that. So when we go through, if you want to build resiliency, there's two things, right? So let's break this down then. Let's get into kind of what I shared here that can help you, okay? So the first thing I said you have to do, and this is what I tell my clients all the time, when they're under stress, when they're getting frustrated, we're getting this, go do breath work. If they do meditation, I like meditation better. But for easy and simplistic sake, just do breath work. So I'll tell them, go do your breath work. Have you done your breath work? No, you know, I haven't done it in a while, this and that. Okay, well, do your breath work. You're feeding into a different system. You're focusing in the area that we don't want you to focus in. Not that we're creating resistance. It's just not incongruent to your vision of what you want to create for yourself. So let's reset everything, right? It's like the reset of a computer when it's not working well. We get you back to neutral. From that point, now, all of a sudden, we take that. And now we look at it and say, well, what do you want this to be for you? What do you want this to mean? Right? You get to choose that. And when you get to choose what that's going to mean for you, then it's going to become that. So, hey, you know what? Things sucked. I went bankrupt. I barely have any money. I almost lost my business. Maybe you did lose your business. Maybe you lost multiple businesses. Maybe you lost your house, whatever that is. Maybe you lost a relationship. Maybe you lost your health for a while. Maybe you got diagnosed with something. It's not the end of the world. And then the thing about that is you've got the choice. You know what? This is a wake-up call for me. I've been neglecting things. I haven't been focusing. I've been focusing in the wrong places. I haven't put my energy towards creating. I'd rather I'm in survival instead of thriving. You know, I see what I've been doing and I'm ready to face the battles. Now, to break out of this system so that I can go ahead and choose the life I want to have and experience it and enjoy it. And yes, what's happening to me right now, I may not understand everything, but I know it's going to be for the greater good, right? So we do a reset, and then we're declaring what that means for us. We choose what we want it to mean. How do you want to see this happen? It's choosing the event of what you can choose. Because here's the thing, at the end of the day, you can see this being the worst thing ever. You can see the greatest thing ever. Both are right. Let me say that one more time. You can look at an event or anything that's going on in your life, and you can say that is the worst thing ever, but it could be also the greatest thing ever. Both realities exist. It's just which one you choose is going to be that. So why not choose the one that's going to favor what you want and believe it? Because the third thing is the magic sauce. And that is having the faith in their knowing to know it will happen regardless. And being convinced, convincing yourself that it will happen no matter what. And it may not happen the way you want it to. It may not be the path that you're going to want it to be. It may be an ugly, roundy, bumping, many detour path, whatever that's going to show up as. But you know, regardless, you're going to get to where you want it to and be more than you can ever imagine. Can you feel how freeing that is? And I hope you can get a glimpse of that, because I can feel it in my chest. There's some things going on in my life, which I will share when this is all said and done, of what I've been actually going through in the last 6-7 months, and the roadblock after roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. And things are just not lining up. And did I get upset? Did I get worried sometimes? Did I get down in those negative moments? Of course, I'm human. And I study this stuff. I teach this stuff. And yes, I'm human. I go through the same thing. And it was always this inner hope and inner faith to know that it's all going to work out beyond my wildest dream. And in this moment of the recording, it looks like it may, but we will see. I'll keep you posted. But going through this and really taking this process will help you level up in your life in so many ways, in so many shapes and forms. One of the things is just a closing thought is the course I'm sharing with you guys about decoding your matrix, decode your matrix, gets into some of these things, beliefs and visions and how to steer the course of the ship on the ocean of life to where you want it to be. How to pull away and become aware of these conditionings and so much more. It's the reason why I created the course. And this is why I'm offering it at such a discounted price. It's a $500+. The value is over $1,200 of what I put in there. And I think the course goes for like $497. And you're getting it for like, I think it might be $597. Anyhow, you're getting it for like $47 or something like that. And I'm only doing this for a short time. So those who want to take advantage of this, do it. So I think somewhere around the price, I may be wrong, but get the code, put it in. You'll see what that comes up to. I think it's around that. But anyhow, long story short, it's knowing and having that faith. Reset. Choose what you want this to be. Put the words behind it. Create the story. And just have faith and know it's all going to work. You know it's going to work. Not hoping it will. Hope is doubt. Faith, there isn't any. It's conviction. It's knowing. And that will change you in so many ways, shape, and form. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Next week, we got the interview I'll be sharing. I apologize for the name of the person I interviewed, but it'll be up there. You'll see when it comes out. But long story short, take a look at that. If this is your first time listening, again, please subscribe. It really helps us get the message out and really expand this. If you could share a review, that's even takes it to a whole nother level for us. They've changed the algorithms around now on podcast platforms. Wherever you're listening to, share a review. It helps get the word out and help expand more. I want to just thank you for the time. As always, much love, many blessings, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.